suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. The conqueror, victorious king and Lord over every living thing." They tried to reject him, but he couldn't be ignored. They tried to take him out, but he couldn't be defeated. They said he was dead, but they didn't know the ending. Mighty Savior, he reigns forever. Jesus is alive.
Christ is risen.
Say, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Happy Easter.
Three.
Christ is risen.
Yay!
Christ is risen.
Happy Easter.
Christ is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Christ is risen.
I need a haircut.
Thank you.
There's a peace I come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a name that's drawing me. When this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. With no more sorrow and no more pain, I will rise on eagle's wings and before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every lonely heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every lonely heart, worthy is the Lamb. Yeah, worthy is the Lamb. And
friends, welcome to Easter Sunday worship. Had you been able to hear Brother Nick, you would have heard a wonderful welcome from him. Please bear with us this morning. It seems that everybody's on Facebook as well as the storm, and so we're getting some choppiness in our feed. Just bear with us, and all of this will be taped and will be out later if you want to watch it again. I especially want to welcome Ellis and Ruth Stout, who's joining with the Asbury family for her very first Sunday worship here on Easter. And I know that her family, especially her mom and dad, Kayla and Joe, are thrilled to have her with them. And Ellison, we are thrilled to have you with us. Let us pray. O God, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as your word is read and the gospel is proclaimed, we will indeed hear with joy what you have to say to us today. In the name of Christ our Lord, the risen word, the living word. Amen. Hear now from Matthew's gospel, his particular take on the morning of the resurrection. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and set upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know what you seek, Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he was. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them. "Hail!" And they turned and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, it was dawn. The sun had not yet risen, and the streets were mostly empty when two women, heads covered, hunched slightly, holding on to one another, made their way toward the tombs. There wasn't much they could do, but they had to go. They had to see the tomb again. They had to relive the horror of his crucifixion, or else they might not be able to believe that it all had happened. Two women, traveling alone in the near dark of dawn, determined to get to the tomb where the body of the man they believed was the Messiah was laid. I wonder if the earthquake even mattered to them at all. They seem to have continued their journey while the soldiers guarding the tomb were so afraid that they were not moving when the women arrived. The soldiers did not speak to the women. They did not stop them when they approached the tomb, nor did they engage the young man who was flashing like lightning with his clothes white as snow, as he sat on the stone that had once covered the entrance to the tomb. Now, it's a comical scene, really. Men in armor struck dumb with terror, and two women, armed only with love, moving toward an angel who speaks to them out of the darkness. He is not here. He is risen. An earthquake cannot transform life the way those seven words do. In fact, an earthquake or a tornado or a pandemic, in those situations, those seven words save lives and give hope and make a future possible. He is not here. He is risen. There is no need to grieve his passing any longer. The dawn has come. There is no need to bother with the powers and the principalities who are now struck like stone, even though they seem to so often control your life. They have been defeated. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen. And there is nothing on earth or under the earth that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not a tomb, not an earthquake, not a virus, not a flood, not a war or a rumor of war. Nothing, not even death. For Christ has risen, and he is risen indeed. Now, somewhere in these women's hearts, they knew that it was true. So they left behind the empty tomb. They rushed right past the frozen guards, their hearts racing with anxiety and joy. They had no idea how this had come to be, but they believed it. They left the cemetery full of new life, and headed to tell the disciples they would be proclaiming what the angel had said to them. He is risen. And then what? They hear a voice. And before them stands Jesus himself. They fall at his feet to worship him. He is truly there. He speaks to them. They touch him. They hear him. They obey him. They go to the disciples like the angel and Jesus told them to do with the news that Jesus is alive and he will meet them in Galilee. It's odd, isn't it? Every time the resurrection is proclaimed, the good news is accompanied with the words, "Do not be afraid." These women had just survived two earthquakes in 2 days. Do not be afraid. These women had just walked past an entire regiment of armed Roman soldiers. Do not be afraid. These women had just talked to a being that flashed like lightning. Do not be afraid. These women had touched the feet of the risen Lord. Do not be afraid. Find others. Tell them what you have seen. Do not be afraid to tell the good news. He is not here. He is risen. My brothers and sisters, if we believe this angel, if we believe these women, if we believe the testimony of the apostles, if we believe that Jesus Christ is risen, the world as we have known it, the world as it presents itself, has been flipped upside down, shaken and stirred. Graves are empty. Soldiers tremble. Jesus himself comes to us, and we worship him. In the church, through the mystery of this thing we call the internet, in our most troubled times, if we believe, nothing will ever be the same again. Do not be afraid. Shout it out. Christ is risen. Let the earth shake. Let the empire be struck dumb and tremble. Life has defeated death, and his name is Jesus. Alleluia. 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 Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, the mystery of the resurrection is almost more than we can take in, and yet we know it's true. And we are grateful for the power of life and love that always has the last word. Be with us today. As our traditions, many of them have to be laid aside, we miss the brass, we miss the procession, we miss the sanctuary, we miss our family and friends who won't gather at table with us, and yet there is still so much to celebrate. We are a church family. We are families gathered at our tables. And best of all, you are in the midst of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
See the stone rolled away. He is risen, he is risen, he's alive. See his hands, see his feet, touch his scars and believe. He is risen, he is risen, he's alive. Oh, you
He's alive.
Please join me in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, friends, it's been a blessing to be with all of you today. We may have broke a few eggs along the way, but I think we ended up with a pretty perfect omelet. And regardless of where we worship, regardless of how we worship, and what may happen along the way, Christ is risen, and nothing will change that. It's been a blessing to be with all of you this morning. If you are going to stick around for the Acts Bible study, give me about 20 minutes, and we will get back online. Receive this benediction. May the Holy Spirit that lives in you shine through you, so that your fear may be stopped by the awesome, overpowering love of Christ. And then may you take that love and reflect it to all you come in contact with. May the peace of Christ be with you this day. Happy Easter. We love you. We'll see you soon. God bless.
I believe in signs. I believe in the risen Lord. I believe I overcome by the power of His love, and we're singing, Amen, Amen. Oh my.